Hi, everybody. Welcome to TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. Turns aren't really obstacles that get in our way. They are carefully constructed to help us along our journey. They add to our perspective because each time we turn, we see something different. If you don't like seeing the same thing, then get ready to turn. This is going to be good. Let's go! Everybody, and welcome to another episode of TMG. That's Tell Me Something Good. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Hey, real quick, guys, don't forget to visit our Facebook page. That's Tell Me Something Good with the capital T. Guys, it's Thanksgiving coming up. This is Thanksgiving week, guys. So let's take time out and just say thank you. Everybody, we have so much to be thankful for. We're thankful for our lives and our family, our friends, our loved ones. Even those who are having a tough time with this holiday season because of the loss of some loved ones. Maybe it's because of the pandemic or whatever it may be. Our hearts go out to you here at TMG. We want to let you know that you're in our minds and our hearts. And you are in our prayers as always, guys. So, definitely. Before I get started, guys, as always, I want to give a shout out to my lovely wife, Nicole. I also want to thank everybody that's tuning in. Guys, in a very short time, the show has been heard in almost 4 dozen countries all around the globe. And whether you're streaming in on your favorite podcast platform like Pandora or Amazon Music or iHeartRadio or Spotify or whichever one it is, I want to tell you thank you. And to all of our faithful listeners who tune in each week while you're listening on our Facebook page, every Thursday at 4 p.m. or maybe you are tuning in to streaming, guys, want to tell you thankful. And maybe this is your very first time listening or your first time tuning in. So I want to tell you thank you if this is your first time tuning in, if this is your first time listening. Thank you. You are really the stars of the show. Guys, today we're going to talk about something that kind of came to my mind while I was driving. While I was driving one day, my mind flashed back to when I first started to learn how to drive. And my mind kind of went back to when I first began driving when I was a teenager. I think it was around, 18, 19 years old, somewhere in there. And so the topic came to me then. And I want to talk about today is I want to talk about turns. Yeah, I want to talk about turns. As you heard in the opening, turns aren't really obstacles that kind of get in our way. They are carefully constructed to help us along our journey. They add to our perspective. Think about it. Because each time we turn, we see something different. Guys, and if you don't like what you're seeing, turn. Yeah. Turning helps us see things from a different perspective. Have you ever been looking at something? Or look at one of those drawings, and if you look at it one way, it's a duck. And if you look at it another way, it's a person's face or something like that. And depending on how you turn your head, the picture changes. So depending on our turn, our perspective will change. You know, when a person is learning to drive, one of the most difficult things to pull off is a turn. Yeah, when I was learning to drive, the easiest thing for me to do were the straightaways. I know there are some people out there that are saying the exact same thing. When I first learned to drive, the easiest thing for me to do were the straightaways. I really thought that I was a master driver. I did. As long as I was in a straightaway, I could say that. I believed that. But things became different when I encountered my first turn. Things in the road came at me faster. When there was a turn, the road wasn't just this endless stretch of straightaway. You know how when you're turning, the road seems to meet, you seem to meet the road a little bit quicker. You seem to meet things in the road just a little bit faster when you turn. And as long as I was on the straightaway, I thought I had conquered it. I thought I had mastered driving. Because I was on a straightaway. I didn't have a turn. But the moment I encountered my first turn, when things came at me faster, that's when I realized something. Yeah, the road was just not this endless stretch of straightaway. It's kind of like being an adult. You know, as you're a teenager or a little kid, you think life is this complete straightaway. You get up, you eat, you go to school, you come home, what you want, your parents supply it for you. But the moment you start becoming an adult and start hitting those turns in your life, that's when you begin to realize life is not just a straightaway. And that's when everything kind of hit me. Yeah, that's when it hit me. The straightaways are here to help you approach the next turn. And that's when it hit me. I thought life was all about the straightaways. But then I realized, it's not. Life is not all about the straightaways. The straightaways are there to help your approach the next turn. Have you ever wondered why before there's a turn that's a straightaway? Because the straightaways are there to help you approach your next turn. Straightaways exist to prepare you for your next turn. And listen, as a matter of fact, if it weren't for the need to turn, some destinations could never be reached. As a matter of fact, if it wasn't for the need to turn, some things would be missed altogether. Here's a case in point. Have you been either driving somewhere or in the car with someone, and as you guys are driving, and you say, wait, that's your turn. Have you ever been driving and noticed you missed your turn? Some things would never be, listen, we would miss some things if it wasn't for the turn. Have you ever been in a car with someone else who was driving and you told them, hey, you missed that turn? Turn. Listen, turning is so important that they build it into the cars and the trucks that we drive. No matter how expensive the vehicle is, no matter if it's a rust bucket or if it's a Mercedes-Benz, they build the same thing into every car. It's called a turn radius. And a turn radius is the amount or minimal amount of space a vehicle needs in order to go around in a complete circle. It's the amount or the minimum amount of space a vehicle needs in order to go around in a complete circle. It's the minimum amount of distance that's needed to make the turn. It's the minimum amount. And much like a vehicle, we are all the same way. We all have our very own turn radius. What does it take, or what does it take that causes you to turn? What's the minimum amount that could happen that makes you want to turn? What is your turn radius? For some, it takes more than others. But we all have our turn radius. For some, it could be the loss of a loved one. For others, it can be the loss of a job. For others, it can be health reasons. But for whatever it is, we all have a turn radius. The minimum amount that it takes that causes us to turn. Go to a doctor and he says you have high blood pressure, or he gives you a diagnosis of being overweight, and you say, I'm going to turn. I don't need a stroke. I don't need kidneys to fail on me. I'm going to turn. So we all have our very own turn radius. The next time you see somebody, you should ask them, what is your turn radius? Guys, I want to talk about some aspects of turning, some aspects of the turn, some aspects of it. One of the first parts of the aspects of a turn is the preparation. One of the first aspects of a turn is the preparation. You got to get ready for it. Yeah, you've got to get yourself ready for a turn. You can't always be prepared for straightaways. So one of the first aspects of a turn is you've got to get ready for it. This may mean that your hands may need repositioning on the steering wheel. You know how when you get ready to turn, you have to move your hands into a certain position so you can complete the turn. That's all part of the preparation. Maybe we need to reposition ourselves for the turn. Maybe we need to reposition ourselves. Maybe it might need not. Listen, sometimes repositioning ourselves for our turn can look differently to many people. Sometimes repositioning for the turn could mean deleting old numbers. It could mean not associating with same people who had wrong motives. Repositioning for the turn. Some turns you can't execute if your hands are in the wrong position. All I'm saying is this. If there is a turn that you're trying to make, you can't make it with your hands in that position. We can't make it with that same mindset. So that's the first aspect of a turn. The next aspect we want to discuss is the approach. The approach. Where my mind is. How I think about this. I have to believe that I can execute this turn even before I start it. Yeah. One of the aspects of a turn is you have to believe going into the turn, before you start the turn, You have to believe that you can complete this turn before you do it. Even while you're on the straightaway, believe in yourself that you can complete this turn. Right here, guys, I want to interject and say this. There's been a lot of things in my life that have come up that were negative. And people have said a lot of negative things to me as a kid, whether it was a teacher, whether it was a loved one. And I'm going to be honest with you here, guys. I'm going to be transparent. There were times in my life that I felt like I could not turn. There were times in my life that I doubted that I could ever turn. I believed more of what people had told me than what I was already doing. I was already driving the car, but I never believed that I could turn. So my approach was off. And listen, you can go into the turn scared, and you'll overcompensate, and you'll come out wide. Have you ever seen somebody learning to drive, or maybe it was you, I know me. When you're first learning to drive, if you go into the turn too timidly, or too scared, or too afraid, you'll overcompensate the turn, and you end up on the sidewalk. Have you ever been trying to turn, and because of what you, because you were unprepared, because your approach was off, you turned too wide, and you ended up on the sidewalk, hitting somebody's trash cans, running into somebody's mailbox? I have collided with many things, all because I doubted in my approach. All because I didn't believe that I could do the turn. And listen, guys, for a good part of my life, I wrestled with and I battled trying to make a turn. I knew I needed to, I knew I wanted to, but I could not. Maybe there's somebody who's listening who says, I just want to turn. I know life isn't just all straightaways, and I need a turn. Guys, so the third aspect, I know this is good, the third aspect, so we did the first aspect, which is preparation. You got to get ready for it. Then the approach, where's your mindset? You have to believe you can make this turn even before it starts. And the third part, or the third aspect of the turn we want to discuss, is the actual turn itself. A turn is a completed action or a completed motion. It's not a full turn unless you complete the motion. You have got to complete what you started. Otherwise, we get caught in the middle of our turn. Have you ever seen or witnessed, maybe it was you, I know me, I've done this when I was beginning to drive, and I overcompensated and I got stuck in my turn. Ever see someone get stuck in a turn? They were trying to turn in one direction and the car was stuck in the middle of the road. Right in the middle of the turn, because they did not complete the motion. And otherwise, if we don't complete the motion, we get caught in the middle of our turn. Have there been times when you felt stuck in the middle of a turn? Maybe we start off well, but somewhere between starting and ending, we become stuck in the middle of our turn, and we wind up stuck in between starting and finishing. And most times, when we find ourselves in this way, many of us just remain stuck in between starting and finishing. And most times we find ourselves this way, we just remain stuck. We seem to forget that we can always back up and complete our turn. There's more than one gear on a car for a reason. And there's more to you for a reason as well. When we feel stuck, back it up and complete your turn. You know, I like positive confessions. So the next thing we're going to talk about is the turns that are by design. The turns that are by design. Curves, we start thinking about turns and curves. Curves provide control to drivers. Yeah, think about this for a minute. Turns and curves, they provide control to drivers. How does that happen? I'm glad you asked. When you drive a long straight road, the vehicle gives you very little feedback to allow you to be conscious of your speed. If you're just going straight, you might not even realize that you're going faster than you should be. The speed limit is probably 55, and if we're just doing straightaway, before we know it, we're doing 85, and you look down at the speedometer, and you say, oh, I did not realize I was going that fast. Or maybe you're going on a straightaway, and you don't realize it until you hear the sirens, and you see the blue lights flashing behind you, and the police, they pull you over, and they ask you this question: do you realize how fast you were going? And you say, no, I was going the speed limit. And you say, no, you were going 90. Have you ever been going faster than you thought, all because you were on a straightaway? So when you're on a straightaway, the vehicle doesn't really give you a lot of feedback about your consciousness of your speed. For this reason, this is why road engineers, get this guys, and I knew this, so it's by design. This is why road engineers often put, quote unquote, unnecessary corners on purpose. They design the road to be evenly and gently snaking across the landscape. They're making ample curves, even if it could go straight. So sometimes road engineers, even when the road could go straight, they add curves and turns and twists so we can have the proper feedback and be conscious of the speed that we're traveling. So we can be aware of what we're doing. Curves and twists and turns are ordered in the road so we can become aware of what we are doing. Maybe what we're facing right now is by design so we can become aware of what we're doing. Maybe if it wasn't for the curve, if it wasn't for the turn, we would drive the wheels off the car. We would be at 100 before we know it. we would be at a dangerous speed before we realize it. It was the curves that slowed us down. It was the turns that got us our attention. If it wasn't for the engineered turns, if it wasn't for the engineered curves, we wouldn't know what speed we would be going. So, it's by design. They designed the road to be evenly and gently snaking. It's by design. What this means to me is an old saying that I heard. And this applies to everybody. This applies to everybody who's a driver. Whether you're driving in Italy, whether you're driving in Croatia, whether you're driving in Brazil, whether you're driving in Argentina, whether you're driving in the United States, it doesn't matter where you are driving. They engineer curves. They engineer turns. So, whether you're rich, you have a turn. Whether you're poor, you have a turn. If you're middle class, you have a turn. If you're driving a donkey, you have a turn. If you're on horseback, you have a turn. If you're on a bicycle, you have a turn. We all have turns. So what this tells me is this, which means it rains on the just and the unjust. So it is by design. You mean our lives are designed to have curves in it? Our lives are designed for difficulties? Yes. Look at the strength in our bones. They are designed for the force we place on them each day. Why create me if there would be these turns? I didn't ask for any turns. I wanted to be easy. Why would I have turns? Listen, as I got older and later in life, I realized something. That life is about handling the turns. How to handle the turns. Much of what we think is a straightaway, really much of what we think is actually a straightaway, is really an extension of the last turn we just left and the start of the next turn coming up. Let me just say that part again. Much of what we think is a straightaway is really an extension of the last turn we just left and the start of the next turn coming up. That's why it seems like it's one thing after the next. That's why some things come up. You mean to tell me we've been in a turn all this time and didn't know it? And you've been doing as well as you have? You mean to tell me this pandemic was a turn all along? You mean to tell me this situation was a turn all along? You mean to say life is really not about how well we handle the straightaways, but how well we can handle our turns. Why are there turns anyhow? Because the earth has mountains and valleys, rivers and ridges, coastlines and canyons. Kind of sounds like our lives, right? We have mountains in our lives. We have valleys. We have rivers and ridges. And listen, and you can't always just go straight through them or cross over them. Listen, before road engineers decide on a straightaway, they count up the cost. And it might cost too much to go have a straightaway put in. In other words, it might be easier, but it doesn't necessarily mean it will be better. How many times have we compromised or decided on something just because it was the easier route and later to find out it wasn't better? Listen, but we got to understand is this. Here's what we have to understand. As inconvenient as a turn might be to us, it's helping us to avoid some unexpected and unnecessary things. It's helping us to possibly dodge what's on the road ahead. Your next turn may be an inconvenience, and it might come up sooner than we expect. However, you'll be able to come out saying, "I dodged it." Listen, there were rocks on the road and you dodged it. Deer were crossing the road, and because you made a turn, you dodged it. Don't fight the turn. Listen, if we expect to get anywhere, we've got to become thankful for our straightaways. I'm glad it didn't rain all the time. I'm glad every day wasn't a bad one. At least I did feel the sun. But we got to master our turns. Guys, I've got to get out of here. As always, it's been a real blast. Don't forget to visit our Facebook page. That's Tell Me Something Good with the capital T. Tune in and stream on your favorite podcast platforms like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and now on Amazon Music, Audible, and Pandora, and so many more. Happy Thanksgiving, guys, and thanks for tuning in. As always, in parting, if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good.